This is the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by the Bennett Automotive Group, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Coastal Car Care. And now, here's your host, Jason Bishop.
Welcome to the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment of the Wildcats Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by the Bennett Automotive Group, and by Coastal Car Care. And now joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Coach Jeff Heron. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Jason. Glad to do it.
Coach, we're coming off a really tough game. I don't think there's any real other way to say it. What made them so difficult, in your opinion?
Well, I think certainly anytime you have it's hard for me to say because I've never been in a game like that ever. But, you know, going back and looking at the film and stuff, I think just a combination of things. And, you know, I don't want to make excuses, and I don't want this to sound like excuses. They've got a really good football team. They're really well coached. Honestly, I watched them last year on film, and I watched them last year on TV, and I think they're better this year. And people they've played have told me the same thing. But, you know, we did not play well, and, you know, I can't sugarcoat that. We had some issues defensively that, you know, I thought we had resolved. And but what happened, they went at a really fast pace. And when they went at a really fast pace, some of the issues that I thought we had resolved did not, they weren't fixed. And the pace revealed that and got us in a lot of big plays and things like that. And, you know, again, it's something that we've been working on, and you know, it's one thing to work on in practice. It's one thing to work on it against somebody that's not extremely talented going at a normal pace, you know, but when you get somebody that combines pace with a really good plan and really good athletes, then any weaknesses that you've got schematically, any weaknesses you've got from a personnel standpoint, they do get exploited, and we did. And you know, it was a, again, it was a, you know, I didn't think we could win a shootout with them. And my opinion did not change in the first half. You know, I was worried that, you know, we were going to have to figure out some way to stop them. But, you know, our kids did, get in a shootout with them. So that was a positive, I guess. We were kind of, we were matching score for score there pretty much for a while. But I knew that wasn't, you know, a formula for success for us. And, you know, again, it was a, it's an embarrassing loss. It's an embarrassing loss to me personally because, you know, I have not done a good enough job preparing our kids for that. I thought we were further along than we were. And, you know, I'm embarrassed by it for Camden County because, you know, it's not what we want to be known for. And, you know, that's a tough one to take. And, don't know what I did or said to their coach during pregame. I must have done something to make him mad, but we looked at it on Sunday, you know, with the team. We looked at it a lot with the coaches, but we got to put it behind us and move on because we can't linger on it. And again, I've never experienced anything like that, and I don't want to experience it again by any stretch, but it is what happened, and there's no hiding from it. And, you know, when that many things go wrong, you got to look at who's in charge, and I'm the one in charge. And so, you know, I told the kids that, hey, that many things go wrong, it's my fault. It's, you know, certainly we could pass blame if we wanted to, but the buck stops here, as they say, and, you know, we're going to get it fixed.
This is the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you mentioned about matching score for score in the first half. I felt like offensively we played pretty well. And if I'm not mistaken, I think we scored the most points that they've given up to anybody this year, despite the fact that we didn't do very well in the second half. I think that stat's right. So I feel like offensively, maybe we did some good things in the first half, but then in the second half, it seemed like we stalled. Did they make some adjustments or we just not execute? What happened?
Well, I wish I could put my finger on that too. I thought the turning point in the game for us, we had the ball. They were up 28-21. We had the ball. Thought we had caught a touchdown pass that would have tied it. It was a bang-bang play in the end zone. But we also, our other receiver that was out in the route, they just literally grabbed and held. And it was right. I was looking right at him. I was looking right at the official. And he reached for his flag and didn't throw it. And, again, I'm not making excuses, but that one hurt because we wound up kicking a field goal, made it 28-24. And then the very next play, they run the kickoff back. Now, the kickoff got called back, but the very next play, they had an 80-yard run for a touchdown. And I think, this all occurred with under 3 minutes to go in the half. And I think that just kind of broke our back. And, we went from being 28-24 to being 42-24. And now we did get a field goal there on the last play of the half to make it 27 at halftime. But, just looking our kids' eyes after that, I think we were a little shell-shocked. And, after that, we just didn't play well on either side of the ball. And, I felt like if we came out and we had a good drive to start the second half and took some time off the clock and gave our defense time to rest, adjust, whatever, that we had a chance. But we didn't do that, and they scored quick every time they touched it. And we're not made offensively, but we got out of who we are offensively, and we had to. But, when we got out of that, we weren't nearly as good as I'd hoped we'd be at this time of year.
More to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. For 15 years, your friends at Coastal Car Care have been here to help with all of your car needs, from oil changes to tires, brakes, alignments to, well, you name it. Your friends at Coastal Car Care are always here for you when you need them. At 5225 Highway 40 East, right next to the St. Mary's Road overpass, Coastal Car Care is proud to be here for you. Check out our specials for military, ladies, seniors, teachers, and first responders as well. CoastalCarCareGA.com, 882-5255. 5005. Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Coach, we were talking about the Warner Robins game. Looking at them from the booth, what I think I saw was a team that was really elite offensively, a team that was pretty average defensively. And in the kicking game, we didn't get a chance to see their punt unit, but in the kicking game, all those kickoffs that we got, it didn't look like their kicker was that good. And so, I made the comment after the game to a couple of folks that the only way I saw to beat Warner Robins is, of course, in beating themselves. I felt like that if they got into a game where they turned the ball over maybe three or four times and the team got a few more possessions than they did, then the other team would have a chance. But, Coach, outside of that, I don't see them losing.
Well, I don't know who they had to play. I haven't studied, the people they play or whatever. But, I did talk to the coach from Lee County, and You know, Lee's got a really good team, mm-hmm. and they kind of experienced the same thing we did. And, you know, his opinion was that, you know, unless they get some injuries, unless some of those key guys get hurt, you know, he didn't see anybody beating them either. But, you know, I do disagree with one thing. I felt like we had an advantage in a kicking game, and we did do a good job in our kicking game. But now their defense is not average.
Okay. I
mean, they're really, really above average. In fact, I think they were the best defense we've seen all year.
Okay.
But they were, you know, they didn't play the wing T as well as maybe Coffey did. And just because of just, you know, Coach Pruitt at Coffey, he really kind of knows how to defend you and stuff like that. But, you know, their defensive linemen, they've got D1 prospects all over that defense. So, yeah, I didn't think that from where I was standing, you know, that's a long way from where you're sitting in the booth, that they did not look average to me, because there were several times that we thought we had stuff blocked and they just got off blocks and made plays. And, you know, they were physically better than us there too. So, I do agree with the part. It will be tough unless they do something to have mistakes, get a really bad rainy night, something going on where they can't throw the ball. Then I think they would. They're going to certainly be the favorites to repeat.
Well, Coach, let's put it behind us and let's move forward. So we get the off week, and I just kind of want to talk to you about this week of practice. Of course, you don't have a game Friday night to get ready for, and. You know, coming off of that loss, I would assume that you really wanted to see the kids work hard this week in practice.
Well, you know, the off week, it probably could have come at a better time, maybe last week. But, you know, it is this week, and I do think we needed it. We've had 8 straight weeks of competition, counting the scrimmages and then all the preseason stuff. You know, we just hadn't had a break, and I think the kids need this Friday to not have to play somebody. Now, you know, with that said, it changed my outlook on how we were going to practice after that game, of course, and we've had a really good week so far. I've been really pleased with them. That, you know, I, like I said, I'm really embarrassed with my performance as a coach, with our staff's performance, but I think our kids are embarrassed, and that's a good sign. And they've come out, and, you know, especially defensively, they've really gotten after it this week in practice. And, you know, they've been attentive. They've looked at things like, hey, you know, well, yeah, we've got problems. We need to get them fixed.
You're listening to the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, did we get out of the Warner Robins game injury-free? I saw that we had a couple of kids get banged up and come out of the game. Are they okay?
Yeah, I don't think we have anybody that's out. We're really in pretty good shape for this time of year. I mean, we got some bumps and bruises and all that, you know, like everybody does 8 weeks into it. But, you know, I'm pretty pleased with where we're at from a health standpoint. And, you know, we've been testing them, doing our in-season testing with our Super Cat test last week. And this week we finished it up today, actually. And we've made tremendous strides on that. How our kids have performed in the weight room and our speed and agility from the summer till now. And that's a good sign. And I told them, you know, doesn't do us any good to be strong in the summer or the spring. You know, we need to be strong going into the playoffs. And so I felt good about that part. You know, the key for us is, you know, how are we going to respond to this? You know, it's not often you get beat 77 to whatever we had, you know, and, you know, they can go one of two ways, and I think they will respond well, but you never know with teenagers. But, you know, if we don't, it's not going to be good, and I think they have. They responded well in practice. They responded well as we've tested this week.
We'll be right back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. 2 locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
For 15 years, your friends at Coastal Car Care have been here to help with all of your car needs, from oil changes to tires, brakes, alignments to, well, you name it. Your friends at Coastal Car Care are always here for you when you need them. At 5225 Highway 40 East, right next to the St. Mary's Road overpass, Coastal Car Care is proud to be here for you. Check out our specials for military, ladies, seniors, teachers, and first responders as well. CoastalCarCareGA.com, 882-5005.
Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop, this segment is brought to you by the Bennett Automotive Group and by Coastal Car Care. Coach, all right, so now moving forward, we got an extra week to get ready for Colquitt. Now things get real because we get into the region part of our schedule. You're looking at Colquitt at home, Tift on the road, and Lowndes at home. And so you get the off week, get some practice in with the kids, and I'm assuming next week you'll start putting in things for Colquitt, or have you already started doing that?
Well, we've started trying to fix things wrong with us more than anything, and but yeah, I mean, we've looked at Colquitt, and you know, we're certainly trying to get a little head start there preparing. But you know, if we don't fix things we're doing wrong, it doesn't matter what Colquitt does. And so our emphasis has been on trying to correct things we didn't do well the other night. So yeah, we've got a daunting schedule ahead of us, and you know, but we knew it was coming. We've been talking about it all year. We've been pointing towards it, saying, you know, all this other stuff doesn't matter. We got to get to the region. We got to do well in the region.
Coach, I had said to a couple of other folks this over the last couple of days that some folks have expressed some concern about heading in to the region schedule coming off of the Warner Robins game. And what I've told them, I said, that's the worst thing that could have happened for Colquitt, because Jeff Heron is going to have his team ready to play Colquitt. After coming off the Warner Robins game, he's going to have them motivated and ready to play, and they're going to be ready to hit somebody else other than themselves.
Well, I hope you're right, Jason. I really do. And, you know, again, as I said and have said repeatedly, you know, to people, you know, I was really embarrassed with how it came out and how we were prepared and how we performed, and that's on me. So we're going to do everything in our power to make sure we do. Now, again, the bad news is Colquitt's a really good football team with a proud tradition that knows how to win. And so, you know, right now, I'm not sure, you know, that our mindset is we know how to exactly against teams like that. And we got to figure it out, and we got to figure it out quickly. You know, that's, you know, not only do we have to get our mental toughness on the football field and, you know, assignments and, you know, lining up right and, you know, doing all that right, we got to have our physical part right of making plays and tackling and, you know, keeping the ball in front of us, those type things. But we got to get our psyche fixed, you know, and I'm not a psychologist, so that might be a problem, but, you know, we've got to get that fixed. But the only way you can fix that is you go out there and you beat somebody that people think you can't beat. So that's where we're at, and hopefully we'll be able to pull that off.
What's Colquitt going to throw at us, Coach?
Well, they're similar to Warner Robins. They use a tight end quite a bit more than Warner Robins does. Same type stuff. You know, they're going to run the ball. They probably run the ball more than Warner Robins, but, you know, they use the run and then try to get you with play action stuff off the run, and they're very well coached. You know, defensively, they've got a really good staff on defense, and that concerns me. You know, Coach Rodemaker, who was at Valdosta, he's an excellent defensive coach, and now they've got Byron Slack, who, you know, coached for me for several years. So, you know, I know that Byron really understands what we try to do on offense, and so they're good on defense. They've got a good kicking game, and they're really good on offense as well.
I'm not trying to look ahead, but I will say this. When I wrote the preseason article for Southern Sports Edition for Camden. I had us getting to this point of the season and beating Colquitt, beating Tift, and setting up a de facto region championship game at home against Lowndes at Chris Gilman. I still think that's very likely. You know, I know that you say you have a lot of things to get fixed, and you know, obviously you know more than I do, but I think we're a really good football team, you know, from just watching what I see every week. And I look at where we started and where we are, how we played in the Coffee game, and in my opinion, I know you're the coach, you can't do this, but in my opinion, I just take the Warner Robins game, I ball it up, and I throw it out the window and just pretend it didn't exist.
Right.
And look at for Coffee forward, and I think that we're a very good football team, and I think that Colquitt County is going to be in trouble when they come here on Friday.
Well, I still feel like we've got a good football team as well. And, you know, we didn't show it on Friday night. You know, it was one of those things when it started going bad, it just went bad everywhere. But, you know, you have those nights sometimes. I mean, you look, I watched the NFL games, you know, some this weekend, and you look at the scores, and some of them that played really well the week before got beat by people they shouldn't have gotten beat by this week, you know. So it's a crazy game, you know, played by teenagers in our case. And, you know, so I still think we're capable of running the table. And that was my message to the kids. I said, it's the most embarrassed I've ever been as a football coach. I said, but think how good it will be if we run the table from this point forward. So, you know, we just got to get that mental part a little stronger. And, yeah, if we're not ready to play, it'll be a long night. But if we are ready to play, I think we can compete with anybody.
Thanks for joining us for the Camden County Coaches Show with Jeff here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop for Coach Heron signing off. And as always, let's go Cats.